Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th of May, 2022. Friday the 13th. All right, that's. I feel like we needed to do that, get that out of our system. If anybody, Sarah, Vinny, Coco, Brinny. Bryn was just telling me off the air. He's like, you got to read this. It's very timely. So I haven't even looked at it yet. I'm just going to go for it. Is that cool with everybody?
Yes.
All right. Single 50-year-old gal living in Austin after moving here from the Bay Area. Been divorced for several years. Ultimate goal is a long-term relationship, an LTR. Hmm. But I'm totally down and desperate, if I'm being honest, for casual hookups or friends with benefits. I took a break from the dating apps because at the time my profile was crafted in such a way that it looked like I wanted a long-term relationship. At this point, I need to get laid. So I'm thinking of revamping my profile to catch a hookup or a friends with benefit situation. My question is how best to craft a profile in words, not necessarily photos, that's upfront about what I want, but not sounding desperate, even though I totally am. See above. And if I sound too slutty or desperate, isn't that going to attract all the douche canoes? Oh, they love the hell. My bigger concern is putting this out there and having colleagues possibly see how I'm advertising myself. That would be embarrassing and not a good optic professionally. Help. Hope you get laid, except for Sarah. Thanks. OFOC, blah, blah, blah. So I've never written a listing for myself.
I have.
Tell us, how do you get just a straight, I just want to fuck?
So there's two ways. Like, okay, I see how what she's trying to say. She doesn't want to come off desperate, but she just doesn't want to toy around. Like, she wants to say what she wants. So you could do it the douche canoe way, which is just here to get laid. Guys put that in their profile all the time.
Oh. And so a girl's like, I like the look of you and I'm just here to get laid too.
Yeah. Or what you can do is looking for a good time, but nothing too serious.
But she's looking for something serious. She wants something serious.
But right now she's desperate for some cock.
Yeah. So what you can put is, I'm looking for a good time, but nothing too serious. It's basically putting yourself out there. You know, good time is very vague. So what is a good time? Dinner or a good fuck? So there you go.
Well, and should she be less ambiguous?
I mean,
no strings attached sex and a fun time.
Or she could say that, looking for a good time with no strings attached. That basically says hook up right there.
I want to bang you. But I'm a nice person and I don't want to sound slutty.
I feel like girls in general get more swipes than guys would.
Is true. Girls do get more swipes than guys.
And so you go on dates and then you say it there. You figure out.
Well, how do you say that over an appetizer?
This is what I would suggest to her, and I don't think that you know, I don't have the exact wording, but you're just looking for a new friend first, mm-hmm. open to where that leads. Something yeah. like that, which is very ambiguous. But that's, I think with, if she's worried someone at work's going to see her say, looking to, you know, for yeah. friction.
Looking to bone down.
Yeah, I mean, that's, look, I get it.
Bump uglies.
You don't need to say that. You're a lady and you're going to get whatever you want, no matter what. That's yeah. what I think if Bryn, like, take all that long-term, what did you say,
long-term LTR. Relationship, LTR, mm-hmm.
yeah,
she wrote.
Take LTR out of there. Make it very light. And then when you start talking to someone, you can actually say to them directly, yeah, let's go have some fun. I'm not actually concerned about where it's headed yet.
And I think that if you say, I'm just here to fuck, and you're
it comes off
unambiguous
so,
about it. No, but I mean, then when you hook up with someone, they 100% think you're going to fuck. And you might be like, I'm not fucking that guy.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Well, that's another thing. It's like if you get catfished, if you just put in your profile down to fuck, and then you go out with, you're talking to this person on the date, and then you meet them. I mean, on the app, and then you meet them on a date, and you're like, no, I'm not fucking into it. They're there under the pretenses that you're just there to fuck.
Yeah.
So if you're just vague about it, it's like, I mean, your body, your choice. Even if you put that in your
of course,
profile, right. You don't have to do it. But if you are vague enough about it. In a way, but like I get because you don't want your coworkers to see. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. It can go either way.
It's okay to say I'm looking for a good time, right?
Yeah,
when you're out
that's
with
what I said.
Person, that's it. But you know,
isn't it
whole,
enough?
Like,
you could say, "Hey, coworker, what the fuck are you doing trolling my profile, bitch?"
Well, I mean, they're on dating apps too.
Easy to say when you're Sarah. I mean, if you're someone who's you know trying to come up, you don't want management going. Maybe they don't even say anything to you. Maybe they see it and go. Oh, that's who she is. Okay.
Oh, I would totally lie my ass off because they don't have last names on dating apps. Like, they just have your age. Be like, oh my God, someone stole my photos. They're using my profile.
And my name. Oh, this is crazy. Oh, no.
And then, by the way, Sarah asks, how do you say it in person when you're on a date? You don't really have to, especially if you're a girl. Here's what you do. All right.
Okay. God,
you switch your ass up in there.
I can't believe you are so hilarious.
That's what you do. That's all you gotta do. Like, oh, okay.
And I love Vinny.
And for our listeners who can't see the photo that you've put up here, you stand up, turn around, and bend over and say, "Hey, you see anything you like?"
For our listeners, it's on the Alice Instagram.
Yeah, you can find that on the Alice Instagram. Sarah's butt cheeks. The best part of that is Sarah's really making fun of me, and it. Backfired hard on her.
Oh God, isn't that the best one?
It is the
when you
best,
can really stick it to Sarah.
Yeah. Wow. Give it to her. She always give it to everybody else.
Yeah. Well, in this case, she gave it to herself.
Yeah. You do it to yourself, Sarah. It's true. That's what really hurts.
But I'm happy that this woman is 50 and wants to try again and just do a hookup because I feel like when you get older, people just kind of stay like I don't know, like in their own lives. Like,
no, I think you'd be surprised when people get divorced. They're usually like, I'm done with that. Looking for some excitement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not there yet. So
yeah, you're not, but you'll get there soon.
Don't
want to spoil it for you.
Well, under like your circumstances, if I based everything off of Sarah's relationship, I would think people over 50, girls over 50 are just done with sex.
Over it, right.
Yeah, I'm totally done with it.
Believe me, if she were single, all of a sudden, she'd be on fire.
Sarah?
I'm
would
sure
be
of it.
Sarah?
That's my guess. I mean, she could say different.
I honestly just don't know if I would be or not. I really don't think so, but I'm not there.
Right, and you probably will never be there. Based on, you know, the way things have gone between you and John. But
things are okay so far. I mean, if anything, he'll be done with me. I'd never be done with him.
But here's what I'd say to that. I've heard so many divorce stories, and it's tragic. Yeah. The idea that anyone remarries after having gone through a divorce, it's clear there's something, some kind of, I don't know what you'd call that.
Reset button for punishment.
I mean, it's so tragic what one divorce does to a person's life as you're fighting over the things you've built together. At the end of that, I just can't. I think you just want to have some fun and get laid.
Yeah. Don't worry about a long-term relationship. Although people do, you know, partnership is important. It's nice to have someone to go through those times in life.
I agree, but the marriage part of it,
and
nah.
You don't have to, especially if you're not going to have kids. Like, what's right. the point? I suppose security, you know?
Does it say what apps she is on, by the way?
It doesn't. Okay. I don't see anything about
because,
what app.
Sorry. I was just thinking, I was just like, I Googled something real quick, and I remember my time on the dating apps. I'm not so sure about Tinder,
oh,
but
the olden
the
days.
Old days.
The olden days. Back before you were all booed up
with a guy named Beefcake. I don't need you know.
You know, back in the old days, which was not even a year ago.
It's hard to remember, but I was once where you are, old lady.
Yeah.
Right, Coco?
Think exactly. back on how I crafted my profile.
Yeah.
Which didn't work, and also that my coworker set me up with
so
the
lady,
guy I'm
just
with.
Join a radio show.
We yep. get you. We'll get you. No problem.
Well, we gotta take care of V first, but
right. somebody's mother will send a dude your way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to take care of V first. V, you'll have to get behind in line behind her. You know, I'm actually, as you're talking about divorces and what people want and what they think is gonna happen, I'm reminded of, I have a friend, and I'm not going to say who, but they're my age, and their mother and father, so the grandparents of their kids, about like 20 years ago, she was done with him. The mother divorced the father, so the grandmother divorced the grandfather.
Okay.
And he was bummed. You know, he didn't want a divorce. He was perfectly comfortable. And she just wanted more from life. And she, you know, was very vocal about, she, this guy is letting me die. He's, you know, this is not what I want for my old age. This is not what I, you know, this is not the guy.
He's a bore and he's a pill and I don't like it.
He's a bore and he's a pill and I'm not into it. So, and she's like, I'm going to go have fun and I'm going to get a new man and I'm going to. And now, 20 years later, she is alone and bitter. And he remarried like a year later.
Oh.
And he's now boring the shit out of some other lady.
What?
And this lady is so pissed off about it. Like, she's like
angry
one of the
grandma.
She's like one of the bitterest people. And I don't know her that well. She's the parents of a close friend of mine.
Right.
Wait, so the grandma is pissed off that the grandpa remarried?
Oh, the grandpa who didn't want the divorce was booed up 2 months later and then remarried within a year. And she was like going on cruises and trying to have fun. And like all her friends were married. She couldn't find anyone to party with. And then she's like looking for, and now she's like, she lives alone. And she's, I think her oldest kid lives with her and he's in his 60s. Oh, and yeah, it's funny because, I mean, it's not funny at all. But she tried to make this big change in her life. And in the end, she's like more upset than she ever was. Like
that's
it's so terrible.
I don't think you should ever sort of. It's weird to me to divorce that late in life if you've gone that long with this person. So I can see.
Well, there must have been more to it than I'm just bored with you.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. What I'm saying, though, is that you've given the best years of your life to this relationship. And now here you are at the end. And I understand, you know, maybe you've got 5 strong, 10 strong years left. Maybe you do say to yourself, I just want fun and I don't want to be. But why didn't you do that 20 years ago then? Like, it seems now
it speaks to, if you're not happy, make changes in your life.
Before you're old and dusty.
Before you're old and dusty. I really do think that you hear about people and they stay for the kids or they, you know, and that is a valid reason to stay.
Yes, it is.
But it's also
modeling not a great relationship.
It's, right. You're not doing your kids or yourself any favors, really, if you're just miserable. I really think that choosing your own happy, you get this one life. You get one life. I really feel like if you through a series of mistakes or whatever the situation is, you're unhappy and there's something you can do about it, I think you should do it. Whether it's a job that you hate or a person that you hate, I don't know. Maybe it's easy for me to say because I'm not. I know that this would be a difficult thing to make a massive change in your life. It's exhausting just to think about it. But I, you know, so at least she left something that she wasn't happy with.
Yeah, I mean, I you can't blame her for trying to get the life right. she wants, but I do think there's the funny sort of justice in the end. The guy gets the relationship he always wanted, and she's mad and single. It's too bad.
So karma's maybe, a bitch. You know,
karma is a bitch.
I was going to say, you know, it's easy when you're hearing one side of any story.
Yes.
And that person's saying, this relationship's a nightmare. This guy, this, bleh. And then maybe it was her the whole time. Maybe he was the nice guy who stuck around and put up with her bullshit.
Yeah, the doormat.
And he was the one who probably, possibly got blindsided by and went, wait, you're dumping me?
Yeah, he didn't want to. He didn't want a divorce, and she.
You
was like, oh,
are dumping you. You're the one, and you're saying I'm the one that. Okay,
yeah,
because plenty of people don't know themselves. Plenty.
Oh, I completely agree. I think right. You can. Some people can really only see things from their perspective and can't just like kind of turn it a different angle to. I mean, everybody's guilty of that from time to time.
Sure.
I mean, you feel righteous about your feelings about something, and it's.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And
but if you do any
you get
kind
away
of,
from it, you go, I was totally wrong.
If you do any kind of work on yourself, and especially if you do it with a therapist or a counselor or anybody, and they're able to sort of go, hold on, and get you to look in the mirror, you can see some really harsh, dark realities about yourself where you need some work.
None
and that
of us
could be
is
for
perfect.
Anybody.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Yes. Therapy is, I actually feel like the best I ever felt about things was when I would finish, you know, I would be like, well, I'm not going there anymore. And because I feel fine. Now I feel great. I feel whole. And it was, I mean, I really think about and try to recapture those moments when you have, because everybody has highs and lows. And so sometimes you just think back, okay, well, what would a therapist say to me? What would, you know, those are, I think therapy is so valuable. And a lot of people don't. A lot of people feel like I got this, or I'll read this book, or I'll, you know, but therapy is sometimes just saying something out loud will reveal the ridiculousness or the atrocity or the, or what, you know, it will just saying it out loud and watching someone else react to it can be the thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
sorry about it.
Yeah.
Old lady.
Well, did we help her out? Because I think she was asking.
Oh, right.
For
yeah,
no,
oh, the bell. No. Yeah, no. There's something. Yeah, we were talking about my friend's
parents.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, this lady.
I think you guys did help her out. I think we covered it. It's a simple sentence. Just write, looking to have some fun, nothing serious here.
And what I was going to say was, in Bumble, I think there's categories. Again, I don't know which dating site you're on, but there's categories, like little quick boxes, and you can put, like, not interested in a long relationship. You can put that. And it's
she is, as she was saying, she actually, her end goal is a long-term relationship, but right now she just wants to get laid. So I would say that she shouldn't rule out anything. Like, looking to have a good time, let's see where this goes.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is, like, yeah, you put that. But you never know who you're going to meet. Like, if
that's the thing.
So if you put it's a double edged sword. If you put not interested in a long term relationship or just want to fuck, it's like that person you just want to fuck might turn into that long term relationship. Yeah. So
you never know.
You never know.
You meet the right person.
I don't know what you can write specifically, though. Can you say, I don't do it on the first date, but if there's a second.
Oh, people are so clever when it comes to that stuff.
You know, like, I mean, that could be a way of saying, you know, look, you got to take me to dinner and I got to like you enough for a second date. But the second date, I'm fucking your brains out.
Yeah, I've seen that.
If you get a second date.
Right.
That's why.
Yep.
Mm, I like that. I'll end with this one. Good morning. This one is short and sweet. I desperately need to know what brand and color Sarah's blackout shade is because I cannot sleep with any light. It's bad, guys. I cover the tiny light from the cable box. I put a square of painter's tape over the smoke detector light. Thank you so much for your help. I hope you have a day, weekend, week, depending on when you read this. Well, we will have a day, weekend, or week. Should we have a good one, do you think? I do not have, I make my own blackout shades.
Oh, burn.
But I will tell you how I do it, and it's very simple. I order blackout by the yard. You can go to Amazon, you can go to Etsy, and just say, you know, light blocking material by the yard. So a machine is very helpful with this because I'm with you. I have, John uses electrical tape, which is, you know, because painter's tape, I'm sorry, but painter's tape I can see through. It'll light the whole room up. I need every square inch of light blocked out. So I cut them to about 3 inches bigger, and then I roll them and sew the edges, and then I put Velcro all along the edge. Just stick on Velcro. I stick it on the frame of the window. And I stick the thing to it, and it's completely blacked out. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
All this trouble with light, but you don't wear earplugs. Like, it's not noise, it's light.
It is not noise. John could be, someone could be cooking and putting away dishes in the kitchen right next door, and I'd be fine. It's light that's bothersome.
Wow, okay.
I know. It's not about ears at all.
We got, just for this person, we got blackout curtains from Pottery Barn for our kids' room, and they're actually pink curtains,
but they have the liner in it.
But the liner, they're blackouts though. Yep. So, but you can get a sunshade, like a pull down or a levelure or whatever, and then double it over with those blackout curtains from Pottery Barn, and you're pretty good.
It is pretty good.
I don't know if it's perfect, but it's pretty close.
It's tough in the summer because it's light out longer. So the one that I have in my formerly my kid's room, it's now my room, there's this window, and it has a blackout shade on it, but when you pull it down, light comes in the top and the sides.
Right.
So I have that covered with, as I've ordered some blackout shade material.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. shipping. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And I've covered that with a moving blanket, and I've actually taped the sides of it to the wall to keep all the light out. So right now it's just a mess in there. But in the past, what I do is I fit the window and go a little bit bigger than that, and then use Velcro to keep all the light out. So I'm sorry to say that I can't tell you some brand that works, because they always leave a side, or they hang away from the wall, or you know, no. Can't
if you have
that.
A fan blowing, they can
yes,
blow them.
Yes, yes. And then that light's sort of undulating in the room. Can't have that. I need it to, I'm with them. I have like a little, just little squares of black electrical tape over anything that might light up in that room. I can't take it. I can't stand it. I even need to get some weather stripping for that door. Can't have any light, you know, coming into my room. Mm. Like a coffin. That's what I need. I need a coffin. I didn't realize until just this moment. An air-conditioned coffin, though, where I can pull the sheets on and off me.
Yeah, hopefully you can breathe.
Yeah, okay, an air duct. There's no light coming in there, is there? Mm. All right, so that's going to do it. Have a great Friday. What? Okay. What?
No, you're yeah. right. We are out of here.
I know.
Have a good one, everyone.
We're out of time. send emails anytime you'd like about anything at all, a story, a question, a problem you might have. Send it to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday.
The end.